I'm Julia Paskin. Join me as I talk with NPR's Sarah McCammon about her new book, The Ex-Evangelicals, Loving, Living, and Leaving the White Evangelical Church. That's April 25th at the Crawford. Tickets at las.com/events.
LAS Studios.
Today on the LA Report, snowed-in mountain residents are finally getting some help. LA Metro says it will assign transit ambassadors to ride buses and trains. And why colon cancer is becoming more and more prevalent among young people.
If you're younger, the general population and sometimes the doctors don't really think about cancer.
It's Monday. It's March 6th. I'm Nick Roman, and you're listening to the LA Report from LAist 89.3. You know, a year ago, we were deep in drought and wrapping up a winter that had too much heat and not enough rain. This year, well, it's cold, rainy, snowy. So which is the norm, last winter or this one? LAist science reporter Jacob Margolis looked through LA's weather history.
Daily highs in downtown LA haven't been this chilly since 1979, and we've been getting hit with an exceptional number of storms, like the most recent one that dumped an unprecedented amount of snow on the San Bernardino Mountains. Alex Tardy is with the National Weather Service.
50 to 110 inches of snow in a seven-day period. We haven't recorded that before.
Big Bear's previous seven-day record was 58 inches in 1979. This most recent storm dropped 81 inches. Many climate scientists expect these sorts of extreme weather events to become more common as climate change progresses. For LAist 89.3, I'm Jacob Margolis.
One more note on Jacob's story. The LA County Health Officer has issued a cold weather alert for the Santa Clarita Valley that'll last all week long, and for the San Gabriel Valley for Thursday night, and for the western San Fernando Valley, also Thursday night. Thousands of folks who live in the local mountains full-time have been stranded in their homes after last week's big snowstorm. Yeah, this one in the San Gabriel Mountains in particular, but public works crews have made some progress plowing the roads. Sunday night, State Highway 2 reopened to Highway 138, and that meant Mountain High and Wrightwood could open for business today. In the San Bernardino Mountains, Nancy Sargent says her Big Bear Street has finally been plowed.
But it's so narrow that if you are driving down the street and somebody is coming the other way, it's like, hopefully everybody is creeping because there's literally nowhere to even inch over. It's like, I hope your backing up skills are good because you're going to have to back up to the main road.
Nancy Sargent in Big Bear, she says it's still tough to trudge through the snow to get groceries or other daily necessities. Got an update now on the L.A. City Hall corruption case that's been playing out in federal court. The bribery and conspiracy trial of former L.A. Deputy Mayor Raymond Chan has been delayed for about 3 weeks. One of his attorneys is sick and needs time to recover. Chan's on trial on more than a dozen criminal counts related to what prosecutors say was a pay-to-play scheme at City Hall. Pay off a city official, get your development project okayed. Chan was not the center of that scheme. L.A. City Councilman Jose Huizar was. He pleaded guilty to a number of felony counts back in January. He is due to be sentenced April 3rd, and that figures to be when we will get the next big update on this story. LA Metro says it will assign 300 new transit ambassadors to ride Metro buses and trains 7 days a week from early in the morning until 10 o'clock at night. Metro's Dave Sotero says they'll help riders navigate the system and help keep it clean and safe.
They can be an extra eyes and ears on the Metro system, and they can report maintenance issues, cleanliness issues, and even safety concerns directly to the appropriate Metro departments for expedited response.
Metro's Dave Sotero, he says the transit ambassadors won't replace law enforcement, but they can help riders get where they're going, help calm down disputes, maybe even convince Angelenos that public transit is easy and safe. March is Colon Cancer Awareness Month. You know, I lost my father to colon cancer many years ago. He was only 54. Maybe you've lost someone in your family, too. And, of course, we all remember when Black Panther star Chadwick Boseman died of colon cancer. He was only 43. The American Cancer Society says colon cancer is more and more prevalent among younger people. About 20% of colon cancer cases are diagnosed in people under 55.
Sometimes when we develop symptoms that may point to a colorectal origin of cancer, if you're younger, the general population and sometimes the doctors don't really think about cancer.
That's Dr. Misag Karimi. He is with the Lennar Foundation Cancer Center at City of Hope, Orange County. So when should you get screened for colon cancer? It's a good question. How about when you're 45 years old or even younger if you have a family history of colon cancer, as so many of us do? Thanks for listening to the LA Report. I'm Nick Roman. The LA Report is produced by Michael Cosentino. Catherine Mailhouse is the Director of Content Development. Our engineer, Tui Mao. Join us again here tomorrow. You can read more at LAist.com or listen live anytime on the LAist app or on the radio at 89.3 FM. Support for this podcast is made possible by Gordon and Donna Crawford, who believe that quality journalism makes Los Angeles a better place to live.
LAist Studios.
Support comes from Ciclavia, catalyzing vibrant public spaces, active transportation, and good health through car-free streets. Ciclavia promotes respect and infrastructure for bike and pedestrian-friendly public spaces. Enjoy these pop-up parks for the day in your favorite people-powered way. Jogging, biking, skating, strolling, or simply spectating. Free and open to all, Ciclavia Sundays generate miles of smiles in neighborhoods all over LA. Details at www.ciclavia.org.